You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're punching it out of the studio with Jimmy Casale. He remembers. Tell me your Muhammad Ali story, Jimmy.
My gosh, growing up on Miami Beach, watching him run around the golf course back in the day in the 60s from the gym at Fifth Street up. What an event.
Yeah, he's the best. We've got his wife from then on now, Khalilah Camacho Ali. She's the former wife of boxing great Muhammad Ali. We're going to discuss the new documentary, Trials of Muhammad Ali. She's screening it this Friday, March 18th at the South Miami Cultural Arts Center. For more info, call 786-573-5319. We'll give the number again later on. Khalilah, welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
That's my girl. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Oh, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. I'm getting my green beer after the show. I never go on tipsy on the air. But listen, tell me a little bit about the documentary. Tell me a little story that's in the documentary.
It's going to be so awesome. I'm going to be there. They're going to give me an honorarium there. And that was supposed to be a surprise. Anyway, I'm going to be there. They're going to show the screening of the trials of Muhammad Ali, which was created by the great director, Bill Siegel. And it's just a wonderful staff. And I helped him on the film. I got his brother, Nan, a few people that came up with Ali during that time. The best thing you can ever do to a documentary is have the actual people that was actually with him during the period. It's going to be astronomical. After doing the screening, I'm going to be doing Q&A, giving questions and answers on my life. Because you know what? It's going to open the whole door about giving
I think the door
of my life that's coming up soon.
Khalilah, some reason we lost your cell phone. So tell us again about what part of your life this is going to talk about, because we lost that part. It's really important.
The part I was talking about is the moments that Ali and I had together to get to where he was, to be who he became, to be the greatest. And I had to channel, you know what a wife does when she's with her husband that has potential, and she's right there with them. She guides them, tries to be there to support him spiritually, mental, and physically. And that's the whole process of having a beautiful marriage. When you hold yourself together, together like you do with your wife, you're supportive. You're making it work out, and it survives on that. And it was a great moment. I mean, those moments I will never, ever forget. That is my whole entire life. I gave my whole life to this one particular man, yes.
Now, sweetheart, tell us, we've only got a minute or so left. Tell me one good quick story. It could be maybe the one about what happened when you were in South Dakota making speeches and somebody interrupted you. Tell us that one. That's just a great story.
Well, we had just started doing the lecture circuit, and I was trying to write for speeches on Ali and trying to make him the people's champ, and he made such a great – this is during the era they took his license away from him because of his draft, not going to the Army because of his beliefs. So by him going in there saying that he wasn't a friend of everyone at that time – so they had a lot of people who was, tell him he's anti-American, but because he don't want to fight for his country. But when we get the speech, he didn't really want to do it. But I said, this is a livelihood. We're going to get a check here, and I think you should do it. How can you lose by talking about yourself? So when he finally did it, it was beautiful. Everybody applauded him, and all of a sudden there was a heckler that screamed out loud, and I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. He said, "Go home, you draft-dodging nigger." I mean, he actually said that, and Ali was hurt. He was really hurt, and it was like they bust his brother when he had such a great impact on the people, and everything just turned silent. So he say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I can't do this. This is not good. I don't want to hear anybody talking to me like that. I don't need to do that. And I told him a little story. And then he couldn't wait to get back up on stage and do the whole thing and wait for that heckler to come out again. And sure enough, he did. The guy said, go ahead and you draft dodging person, right? So he said, ladies and gentlemen, as a little boy, I was Cassius Marcellus Clay, and I used to throw rocks at this donkey, and my grandmother said, Cassius, do not throw rocks at that donkey, because you might hit that donkey, he might die, and he'll come back and haunt you. And Ali said, well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that ass is in here tonight. Oh, yeah, everybody just went crazy. It was unbelievable.
Oh, Kalila, I know you're going to have some more great stories Friday the 18th at the South Miami Cultural Arts Center. For more info, call 786-573-5319. Again, if you want to meet Kalila and see that great great documentary, call 786.
Yeah, I'm going to have also some autographed pictures. A picture of me, Ali and I on our first date, which was in 1966. I was 16 and he was 23. And it's going to be really nice signing, making memorabilia, giving a part of my history. And also my coloring book is going to be there. You can get the picture sold on eBay at $4,000, but check this out. I'm giving away the pictures for a small donation to the children's book that I made for kids so we can give it to the kids for free.
Thank you, Kalila. I got to run. Kalila, I'm out of time, honey, but you're a great member of our community. 786-573-5319. If you want more info, I heard we were off the air, so we're going to be back up on tomorrow again. We're going to replay the whole show at 5 p.m. They had a gerbil issue in the transmission place.